Valencia and Valentine by Susie Krause, performed by Janet Metzger. Valencia didn't think about death too often. If anything, everyone else thought about it too little, too lightly. After all, there were a lot of people in the world, and every single one of them had to die at some point, no two in exactly the same way and place and circumstance. Maybe standing in line at a bank at the hands of a robber. Maybe stretched out on an operating table under bright white lights and flashing surgical steel. In a hospital bed with family standing around, looking sad and saying comforting things. Or on an airplane. Or in a garden. Or crossing a street, maybe jaywalking. Murdered. Sick. Fatally clumsy. Oslo, Norway. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Outer space. She wasn't immortal and she knew it, that was all. The part that was, perhaps, excessive or unhealthy was the way she thought about death. And the way she thought about death was the way she thought about everything else, in graphic detail and at inopportune moments, and in sticky cyclical loops. She'd be walking down the street and see a speeding car, and she'd think, that car is driving too fast, and that was all it took. Her brain would grab the thought and shut like a fist, and she'd spend the next hour or so picturing her body cracking against the front of the car like a giant egg. Afterward, she'd feel as battered and tired as if she had, in fact, been run over and into repeatedly. It wasn't that Valencia believed she would die that way. She just couldn't stop picturing it. And if it wasn't a car, it was a sharp edge, a high-up ledge, a flash of lightning in the distance. Every day supplied her with endless possible deaths, hundreds of awful scenarios for her brain to clutch and knead. The only way she could get herself to stop thinking about being hit by a car or burning alive in her bed or falling and hitting her head on the corner of something was to picture in great detail the place where she was actually going to die, West Park Services Call Center, where she worked as a debt collector. The thought of it soothed her, not because it was a good job or because she liked it there, but because it was so bland and boring that her active imagination couldn't do anything with it. The call center was a massive warehouse full of cubicles. The walls looked beige or pink or brown, depending on the time of day, depending on the way the light hit them, and no one had made any kind of effort to hang art or pick out nice curtains for the windows. The point was not to look at the walls and windows. The point was to be contained by them, to do work within them. It felt, at times, like a jail.